This is the BPCL podcast, unlocking possibilities, empowering lives.
Hello and welcome to the BPCL podcast, unlocking possibilities, empowering lives. In this series of podcasts, listen to conversations with thought leaders from the industry on the future of the energy landscape. In this special episode, we are thrilled to bring you Mr. Shelly Abraham, Head of Renewable Energy at BPCL, as we delve into the importance of this global event and the impact it has on our collective efforts to protect our environment. We will be discussing the positive role BPCL plays in contributing to the environmental cause and how they mitigate the impact of its operations to promote sustainability, among other things. So let's get right into it. Hi, Mr. Abraham. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Sukun. Thanks so much. How are you doing?
I'm very well, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'd love to start this, episode by, with the very first question. So I'd love to know, what are some of the habits you practice to keep our environment clean and green?
You're starting with a tricky question. Let me try answering it. Uh-huh. I'll talk about not necessarily on what I am doing, but what one should ideally do to keep our environment clean and green. Everybody knows it. Nothing new, but I'll say it just to reiterate once again.
Sure.
There are several habits one can practice to help keep the environment clean. The first thing which comes to my mind is the famous 3 R's. That is the reduce, reuse, and recycle. Follow these 3 R's by reducing your consumption of resources, reusing the items wherever possible, and recycling the materials that can be processed and reused. Now, then comes the probably the most important elements, water and energy. Mm-hmm. Conserve water to the extent possible. Develop habits, simple habits like turning off the taps when not in use, mm-hmm. fix the leaks immediately, use water-efficient appliances. And when it comes to energy, reduce the consumption as much as possible. Again, develop habits like, the switch off the lights and appliances mm-hmm. when not required.
Right.
Use your conditioner only when it is absolutely required. You set it at a temperature. I know these are small, right. small things, but then it matters at the end of it.
True that. And I think it's a matter of practicing these things on a daily basis, being conscious on a daily basis, which will help us make sure that we yeah. can keep our environment clean and green. Thank you so much for these tidbits.
And again, if it comes to, the transportation, mm-hmm. use the public transportation wherever possible. Something which some of us find it difficult to implement.
Right.
But, this is something which is ideally it should be practiced. Then if you must drive, carpooling and choosing the fuel-efficient vehicles mm-hmm. or electric cars.
Right.
Maybe many people talk about buying their next cars or electric cars.
Correct.
So these are small issues. I thought, I try and practice most of the above things in my life. Not saying that I do everything.
No, but I think every single step counts, right?
Right.
No, but that's lovely to know. So I'm sure we all can pick a leaf from your routine and make it our own. Now, Mr. Abraham, how does BPCL actively contribute to sustainable and clean energy solutions?
See, BPCL, like in many other areas of business, in the area of sustainability and clean energy solution also, BPCL have been a pioneer among its peers in the industry. We were, in fact, the first oil PSU to announce our net zero targets. We did that sometime in November 21. That we will be a net zero company in terms of scope 1 and scope 2 emissions by 2040. We had also declared our short-term as well as long-term targets for the renewable energy business at that time. And then in all the clean energy solutions like renewable energy, biofuels, EV charging, BPCL have already made significant strides forward and have achieved excellent results. And, to sustain our position in this clean energy business, we need to continue to focus our efforts mm-hmm. in the area of improving efficiency in operations, R&D efforts on the clean energy technologies, etc.
Right.
This shall help in reducing the energy consumptions and the emission.
Right. This is an everyday thing, right? I'm sure under your leadership, BPCL will make sure that, they do the needful. I would love to move on to our next question, Mr. Abraham, now. So, how crucial is renewable energy, not just for BPCL, but for all oil and gas industry? And how do you see renewables panning out in the future?
Well, today, renewable energy is about 20% of the overall energy mix in India. And it is expected to go up significantly in the coming years. Some of the analyst reports suggest that it can go up to even 60 to 70% by 2050, depending on the various scenarios.
Uh-huh.
Well, there is no doubt that the expected growth of RE in the energy sector.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being a company primarily focused on energy, mm-hmm. it is important for BPCL to participate in this journey and be a part of it. Now, the potential is huge. Today, the renewable energy generation in India is around 170 gigawatt, mm-hmm. and our country's target is around 500 gigawatt by 2030.
Wow.
Which means every year we have to have a capacity addition of something like 35 to 40 mm-hmm. gigawatt, which is very, very high. So it is not just BPCL, all the oil companies are really looking to build their RE portfolio. And if you look at globally also, all the major oil majors like the Shell, the Total, BP, Exxon, they are all also investing heavily into the RE space.
Okay.
So RE is a very important pillar of our growth strategy.
Now, this definitely sounds interesting. Now, could you also highlight any recent achievements or milestones of BPCL's renewable energy projects in promoting environmental sustainability?
Well, we started with, we have initiated action to replace our power, which is currently produced from the fossil fuel with the renewable power. The power which is produced from the fossil fuel is one of the major emitters of carbon dioxide in the refinery. Typically, a generation of 1 megawatt of power results in emission of around 800 kg of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, depending on the type of fuel.
Okay.
So we have, in our refineries, around 25 to 30% of the power is imported from the grid, and the balance we are producing in our gas turbines and steam turbines. So to begin with, we have taken action to replace the power we are importing from the grid with the renewable power to reduce our carbon dioxide emission. Gradually, we plan to replace the entire power being consumed in the refineries with renewable power in a phased manner. It can be done only in a phased manner because there is a lot of engineering needs to be done within the refinery to accept and consume renewable. We are doing some projects now, solar projects and wind projects currently, and which are under various stages of implementation. We are also actively studying feasibility of some other project which we are hopeful of implementing in the near future.
Wow. This is quite a lot of work that's being put in the right direction. I'm sure it'll all come together because, as you mentioned, it has to be in phases and it cannot be done at one go.
Right.
But I'm sure it'll all be in the right direction. So, of late, there has been a lot of talk about green hydrogen in India and abroad. Now, how important is green hydrogen in the overall scheme of things for BPCL? And what are BPCL's plans in this area, sir?
Yeah, as part of our process requirement, we produce and consume large quantity of hydrogen in our refineries. Now, this hydrogen is produced in a unit called steam methane reformer using natural gas or naphtha as the feedstock.
Mm-hmm.
And this hydrogen is called the gray hydrogen. Now, this results in huge quantity. The production of the gray hydrogen results in huge quantity of carbon dioxide emission to the atmosphere. In fact, it is one of the major contributors of the carbon dioxide emission within the refinery. Now, in our efforts to achieve the net zero and reduce the carbon footprint, it is important that we change this gray hydrogen into green hydrogen. Now, green hydrogen is the hydrogen produced through water electrolysis. Mm-hmm. It will not have any carbon dioxide emission. Mm-hmm. Further, government has announced National Green Hydrogen Mission with an objective to make India a green hydrogen production hub, utilizing India's vast renewable energy sources.
Mm-hmm.
Government has also announced few incentives. In fact, that notification has come out only yesterday. Okay. For some companies, for few incentives for companies to get into green hydrogen value chain, mm-hmm. which includes the electrolyzer manufacturing. We have initiated action for implementing our first green hydrogen plant in Bina Refinery.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the biggest green hydrogen project which is currently under implementation. So, green hydrogen is a very crucial element in our journey towards net zero.
Okay. Well, speaking of net zero, I mean, and numbers, so BPCL has pledged for a net zero emissions target by 2040. Would you be able to shed some light on how BPCL is planning to achieve it?
As I mentioned earlier, our company had declared its aspiration to become a net zero company by 2040 for its online scope to emission. We have also prepared a clear roadmap on how to achieve this very difficult target with the help of a strategy consultant. Now, today BPCL roughly emits around 10 million ton of carbon dioxide per annum from its operations. And about 95 to 96% of this emission comes from the refineries. So in order to reduce these carbon dioxide emissions from the refineries and reduce the carbon footprint, we have identified five major solutions. Broadly, these are, one is the improve the efficiency in our operations. You increase the electrification, improve the efficiency wherever possible. Second is replace the fossil fuel-based power with the renewable power. Third is to replace gray hydrogen with the green hydrogen. Fourth is adopt biofuels and bio-CNG in our heater, wherever heating is required. And fifth is the implement carbon capture technologies.
Okay.
Now, again, these are some of the, these technologies are still under evolution, and these solutions cannot only be implemented in a phased manner over a period of, say, 15 to 17 years time.
So we have a clear roadmap here, and I'm sure, like, you know, BPCL is doing its bit. But moving on to clean technologies. Now, we know that clean technologies play an important role in achieving the decarbonization goals. What are the challenges you see in implementing clean technologies in the near future?
Yeah, as I mentioned, you know, all these technologies which I mentioned as part of that net zero aspiration, it cannot be implemented at one go or on an immediate basis.
Right.
Many of these technologies are still under development stage and it is not commercially proven. These are available at the pilot or the lab scale.
Okay.
Now, this needs to be scaled up to industry scale, which is still being developed.
Mm-hmm.
And further, many of these technologies are very expensive and are not commercially viable option today.
Mm-hmm.
With the development of technologies and scaling up capacities, the costs are expected to come down in future, making these projects viable. It is expected to be viable in the probably after a few years' time. Another major challenge the Indian companies face today is the availability of technology. Most of these technologies are developed by a handful of companies in Europe and USA. And currently, with the very attractive government incentive schemes available there, both in Europe as well as USA, their order books are full there and they are not very enthusiastic about coming to the Indian market, which is not very clear today.
Okay.
So these are some of the challenges, and along with that, developing the skill set, the training, the manpower, and probably developing the indigenous manufacturing capacities
right.
are some of probably the immediate priorities in front of us as far as developing the clean technologies.
Okay.
And these challenges require multifaceted approach involving the government initiatives,
right.
the private participation, and probably international.
So I have actually one more question for you here then. Are there any innovative approaches taken by BPCL to reduce its carbon footprint and mitigate the impact of its operations on the environment?
Well, as I was saying, most of these technologies, since they are not readily available, one of the solution in front of us is to develop it indigenously or develop it in-house.
Right.
So our R&D teams, CRD teams are working on various clean energy technologies in this aspect. One major initiative is our association with the BARC in developing the electrolyzer technology. Our team is actively pursuing development of indigenous electrolyzer technology, and the results look to be promising. We are hopeful of installing the electrolyzer with this indigenously developed technology soon on a demonstration scale. Another area is in the area of the clean energy business. Partnership is the key. And partnership with various stakeholders like technology suppliers, the fabricators, RE players, traders, off-takers plays a very important role. We are in discussion with various players in this area for potential collaboration in the last few months. And again, one more thing we are doing is we are evaluating the entire value chain of business, not just restricting ourselves to a particular solution, be it the solar module manufacturing or the electrolyzer manufacturing or hydrogen refueling station. We are evaluating all the possible options for possible reduction in cost and make the project commercially more attractive.
Right. what I'm able to understand is how things are moving, but they are in a phase-wise manner, and it's all slow and steady with enough and more research being put together. Now, before I let you go, Mr. Abraham, I'd like to know how BPCL plans to incorporate environmental challenges in their long-term business strategy and goals going forward. What does the future hold with regards to this?
Well, we have already incorporated the environmental challenges in our long-term business strategy and goals. If you look at our six pillars or the six strategic areas identified for future growth and sustainability, it includes renewables, e-mobility, and new business, in addition to probably the conventional business of gas, petrochemical, and upstream. We have set ourselves clear sustainability targets, which focus on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, minimizing the environmental impact. And significant investments are identified in these areas in the next 4 to 5 years time frame. We are also looking to diversify our business portfolio to include renewable and low carbon energy sources. This includes investing in new projects, exploring new technologies, and inorganic growth opportunities. World over, if you see, the oil and companies are shifting towards cleaner and sustainable energy systems.
Right.
And this transition is driven by the global efforts to mitigate the climate change. Everybody is very, very serious about the climate change issues. Mm-hmm. As the world moves towards the low carbon economy, oil and gas companies need to adapt and evolve their business models to remain competitive and relevant. And companies that proactively incorporate these environmental challenges into their strategies will be better positioned to navigate this changing landscape and seize the new business opportunities.
Right. Well, I think this has definitely been an incredible eye-opening conversation, right from ensuring that, you know, there are habits that we incorporate in our day-to-day life to the plans that you just shared with us that BPCL intends to implement and is already in the process of executing. Thank you so much for sharing these valuable insights with us, Mr. Abraham.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time, and please have a good day ahead. Thank you, sir. This has been an incredible eye-opening conversation, honestly. We hope that our listeners have gained valuable insights as well. Protecting our environment is the need of the hour now more than ever. And I'm so glad we had Mr. Shelley Abraham to remind us of the role we must play to preserve it too. His expertise and experience has multiplied our belief in the importance of a sustainable, green, and clean environment. We hope to bring you back for another informative discussion soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was Mr. Shelley Abraham, Head of Renewable Energy at BPCL. Do subscribe to BPCL Podcast, Unlocking Possibilities, Empowering Lives. Wherever you are listening to it from, we have more episodes up. Meanwhile, check us out on www.bharatpetroleum.in. You can also follow us on all major social media platforms too.
This is the BPCL Podcast, Unlocking Possibilities, Empowering Lives.